So welcome everybody. So we continue on the stanza number 49 of seventh chapter, where it is said that action, the afflictions, and ability, these three things to which my pride shall be directed, that three prides or three confidences, confidence of action, the affliction, and ability, this I think we already discussed. The first is pride in action, or they come, you know, confidence in action. I will do this, I myself alone. These words define my pride of action. So, you know, we need to bring an end to all the sufferings and problems of the beings throughout this space. And it needs to be done. So therefore, if nobody else does, if somebody does it, if lots of people do it, that's most wonderful. But even if nobody does it, I will do. I have to work on it, even if nobody works together with me or alongside me or at all. So I will do this. You know, when you make a very clear and strong determination that I will work for the benefit, for the liberation of all sentient beings, and that, and I start to work on it, that's the diligence of the pride in action or confidence in action. So now here in the stanza number 50 and 51 about this explained. So in the 50 it says, overpowered by their mind's afflictions, worldly folk are helpless to secure their happiness. You know, all these samsaric beings, you know, that I see around me and that I don't see, but they are around me, they want happiness, they want to be free from suffering, but they don't know how to, and they can't do it. They don't have an idea how to do it, or even possibility to do it, because they are under the power of their negative emotions, you know, klesha and karma. So therefore they are like imprisoned. They are like asleep. They are like drugged, you know. So they wouldn't be able to do it. So when they are not able to do it and it has to be done, then those who have some understanding or some little bit of clarity that this needs to be done, has to start to work on it. So therefore, I have to, you know. Worldly folks are helpless to secure their happiness. Compared with those who wonder, I am able. This therefore shall be my task. So when I compare most of the beings who are suffering all the problems and difficulties, but they cannot and do not even know that there is a possibility and have no understanding and no kind of a clarity about this, and they cannot, they have no possibility at this moment to work for their own liberation and happiness and joyful, or to free themselves from this. When I see this, then who has to do it? I have to do it because I have some understanding or some, you know, knowledge or some little bit of clarity that it needs to be done, how to be done, and has to be done. Shall be my. Therefore, it is my task. I must take it as my work, as my task, as my action, as my responsibility, as my mission. When, this is 51, when others give themselves to low behavior, what shall be my stance in their regard? But you know, many times we try to help people, but actually they don't want to be helped. Or we ask them that if you do it like this, like that, it will be good for them, better for them. But always they do the wrong thing. Not only that, but they actually try to, if I'm a little bit kind or compassionate, they try to take advantage of that. And not only they do a lot more problem for themselves, but also try to drag me in this, what shall I do about that? Because this is effect also, this is happening all the time. In any case, I will not be arrogant. But at that time, I must understand that, I must think, I must remind myself that yes, it's happening like that, but these people do not understand anything. They don't know what's good for them. They don't know how it is not good for them. So therefore, they think they are doing something good for them when they try to take advantage of me or not listen to me or do the other thing that I kind of teach them or try to guide them to do. They think they are brilliant. They think they are, you know, intelligent. They think they are clever, but actually they are not. They are stupid. And I am slightly better than them because I know and I can see that. So therefore, you know, I am slightly better than them. So therefore I don't need to become angry, upset. I don't have to feel rejected or I don't have to feel, you know, what can you say? Hopeless, you know. I have to keep on doing this, even if I can help a little bit. If I can't help much now, I will sow some seed in them, and then slowly, slowly, maybe life after life after life, then maybe they will be able to be helped. So it's not, I should not take it that it is easy to help people. I should not take it that it will happen very quickly. I should not think that if I do something good or something helpful or something beneficial, that they will always appreciate it. They will not, because they don't know. But I need to do it, and I have to have this confidence and, you know, clarity about this. Then you said, in that case, you know, you think you are much better than all these people. You are, you know, kind of more learned and more wise and more better than yourself. Isn't that a kind of a negative pride? Isn't that arrogance? Isn't that, so should you be of that kind of pride? Should you have that kind of pride and that kind of arrogance? So here it says, in any case, I will not be arrogant. My best way is to give up such conceit. I see this. This is a fact that these people are, you know, more kind of ignorant and more strongly negatively affected by klesha and karma, and therefore I have this, I must do something, I must help them, because, you know, it's my duty, it's my my responsibility to do it, because I see a little bit more than that. But that doesn't mean that I have to be so arrogant about it, because actually I also have lot to learn, lot to improve. I'm not the best. I've not become highly realized. I'm a beginner, so I don't have to be, you know, arrogant or too much like looking down on anybody, because there are lots of people who are much better than me. And also, you know, one main reason is that the moment the arrogance enters into my system, it will destroy me. It will be the worst disease for me. So therefore, you know, it's best for me not to have this kind of arrogant kind of conceit. It's okay that I see that I can see things a little bit better, so I have to do these things and I must do this, because these people at the moment are, you know, suffering a lot. But that doesn't mean that they will not become, they have all the good qualities within them, as much as I have, or even better now. And, but at this moment, they are in trouble, so therefore I need to help, and I will help. And I have this kind of confidence, I have to do this, this kind of determination, but it is not with a conceited or arrogance, and I should not allow this kind of arrogance enter into me. Now this is, I think I didn't read the Tibetan. So this is the first, you know. Yendo maybe listen and don't you join the chitter. Naljeti, the mejete, dolanga jamia panchus. So this is about the first, the confidence or the pride of action. Now, the second is here. The confidence or the pride of ability. So here he is, this ability of, you know, the pride of ability, or pride of, is now in four things. So first, let me go to the commentary. So this is the cultivating and feeling of self-confidence with regard to one's ability. So this is not explained, the four things are not explained in the Kempo Kumpals. So this is Shivu Dutun Chechena Kanyung Kanyung Kanti Tabrishu Kati Donyu Nyonchuna Tongwa Chungu Nyupashi. Shimchi Zolwa Turwala Poni Tarwa Yutamchi Ngaja Suwa Sisina Chimbu Yichu Tabaka Devi Sen Tenbayi Tuwana No Yansha De Donu Tongyi Ponsina Kansan Jandu Yegenjir. So this is 1, 2, 3. First, the three stanzas. Now stanza number 52, 53, and 54. When they find a dying serpent, even crows behave like soaring eagles. Therefore, if I'm weak and feeble-hearted, even little foals will strike and injure me. But if depressed, I give up trying, how can I gain freedom from my agent, abject state? But if I stand my ground with proud resolve, it will be hard for even great fools to attack me. Therefore, with a steadfast heart, I'll get the better of my weaknesses. But if my failings get the upper hand, my wish to overcome the triple world is laughable indeed. So these three stanzas is about, I have to be steadfast, I have to be, you know, the action. My ability is in being steadfast, you know, determined. Because, you know, when you are weak, when you are not, you know, strong, dissolved, then anything can attack you and you will be, you know, like when the serpent, you know, when if you see a dying or dead snake, then even very weak, you know, usually not very strong birds like a crow would attack them, and, you know, they act like they are eagles. Therefore, if I am weak and feeble-hearted, even little foals will strike and injure me. You know, the more feeble-hearted, more unsteady, more unresolved, more undetermined I am, anything can, you know, anything can kind of shake my feet or put me down. So therefore, I have to be, you know, steadfast. Therefore, with this, but if depressed, I give up trying. So if I say that, oh yes, maybe I'll be able to do it, maybe not, because it's so many, so many negative emotions I have, so many faults I have, so many all these problems there are, so many obstacles there are, and I'm not, you know, not so great, I'm, you know, depressed. If depressed, I give up trying. If I give up trying to, you know, to overcome these things, how can I gain freedom from my abject state? Then I can never do it, you know. But if I stand my ground with proud resolve, it will be hard for even great fools. If I stay on ground and I said, I will do it, I will face it, whatever may happen, I'm not going to move my ground. Then, therefore, with a steadfast heart, I will get the better of my weaknesses. But if my failing get the upper hand, my wish to overcome the triple world is laughable indeed. So I need to be steadfast. First, the ability, the pride of ability is to be steadfast. That's the first one. So I stop here. Thank you.